with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The White House claiming victory in the war with Iran.
The U.S. military destroyed Iran's defense industrial base, crushing the regime's ability to manufacture weapons that they and their proxies use to maim and kill Americans and terrorize the world.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. John Gamble reports questions about the Strait of Hormuz lie at the center of the tenuous ceasefire.
Iran insists that its military is still going to control access through the strait, and we've heard from one diplomat that says Iran and Oman, whose territorial waters form the strait, would still be collecting fees from passing ships. This is a big departure from what it had been before. The world largely considers the strait an international waterway that should be free for all.
Meanwhile, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the military is prepared to strike Iran again if the peace deal should fall through.
The War Department, for now, has done its part. We stand ready in the background to ensure Iran upholds every reasonable term.
Meanwhile, President Trump says the U.S. will work with Iran to, quote, dig up and remove its enriched uranium. As the countdown continues to America's 250th birthday this July 4th, interest in God's providence over the life of our nation is on the rise. Author Cynthia Scott says key moments in our history, from the time of the Pilgrims and Puritans right up through today, clearly point to God's influence over America.
I have to say that in terms of the topic of this book, which is God's hand on the founding of America, there's great interest because I think it's history that we've not been taught.
Cynthia Scott is author of the book Celebrating God, Our Founder at America's 250th Birthday. She hopes the volume will make documented scripture-based prayer part of the history that's taught to all Americans as the 4th of July draws near. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Texas.
A lawsuit filed by a mosque in Plano aimed at preventing street preaching has been dismissed. The Epic Islamic Center filed suit over members of Heritage Grace Community Church gathering on nearby public property to hand out gospel tracts and Bibles to people heading toward the mosque. The plaintiffs point out in court that they were set up 500 feet away from the Islamic Center with a strip mall between them and the building. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that Iowa can enforce a law that bars teachers from promoting the LGBT agenda to students in kindergarten through the sixth grade and ban some books in libraries and classrooms. The decision vacates a lower court judge's temporary block on the legislation, even as a lawsuit plays out in court. The measure was first approved by Republican majorities in the Iowa House and Senate in 2023. This is SRN News. An Indiana politician says somebody fired 13 shots at his front door and left behind a note reading, "No data centers."
Indianapolis Councilman Ron Gibson said he and his 8-year-old son weren't harmed in the incident early Monday. Officers called to a home on East 41st Street on Monday morning found evidence of gunshots being fired at a house, but no injuries were reported. Gibson supported the Indianapolis Metropolitan Development Commission's decision last week to approve a rezoning petition for a project for Metroblox, a data center developer in Gibson's district. Keith Peters reporting.
Brazil's president says he favors a national ban on online betting platforms. Online gaming is said to generate more than $4 billion a year in Brazil. In fact, it's one of gambling's biggest markets anywhere in the world. The 80-year-old Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva is running for re-election. He said online gambling is hurting many families. This is SRN News.